You're listening to SBS News.
Christmas Eve 1980 was a dark day for Australia's Turkish community. Gathered at a memorial in Sydney, hundreds mourned the deaths of two of their countrymen, killed a week earlier in a brazen attack. The assassinations were widely considered the first internationally politically motivated attacks on Australian soil. Former Prime Minister John Howard, who was the then Treasurer at the service, sent a message of solidarity.
I again say on behalf of the Australian Government how much we are distressed by the circumstances of the past 10 days.
Turkish Consul General Şarık Aryak and his bodyguard Ongun Savar were shot and killed in December 1980 outside a residence in Dover Heights in Sydney's east by two men who fled on motorbikes. It was one of a string of targeted attacks on Turkish diplomats around the world. SBS Turkish executive producer Neşet Başar says it was a very tense time for the Turkish diaspora globally.
I was in Turkey and it was a huge shock every time it happened. It was like the Turkish foreign diplomacy felt under pressure, felt under siege.
An Armenian militant group known as the Justice Commandos of the Armenian Genocide claimed responsibility for the killings, but no one has ever been charged. Armenia has long accused Turkey of genocide during World War I, which Turkey denies. The investigation into the murders was reopened in 2019. Since then, New South Wales police have released sketches of the suspects, offered a $1 million reward, and divers have searched parts of Sydney Harbour for new clues. Now they're hoping a phone call could crack the case. On Wednesday, police released audio of a woman speaking to a media organisation shortly after the murders. This is part of the one-minute recording.
The attacks are in the retaliation for the injustice done to the Armenians by Turkey in 1915.
Counter-terrorism and Special Tactics Commander Assistant Commissioner Mark Walton is urging the community to listen to the recording intently. In a statement, he said police have strong reason to believe that there are members of the public who are aware of who this person is, and we urge them to come forward. The SBS Turkish program, which has followed the investigation closely, played the recording during its Wednesday broadcast. Mr. Başar says it's not the first time they've helped to get the message out.
The New South Wales police approached us every time such things happened because they wanted the wider community to know about it.
Retired Turkish journalist Neşet Şimrenli was working nearby on the day of the murders and took photos of the crime scene. He remembers everything clearly.
It was a very sad, lot of bullets in the car, and you know, I couldn't believe it, and I don't remember how I print, because when I'm watching to the films, printing, I was crying, and there was a nice people, very nice people there, but they killed it.
Even 40 years on, he still hopes for justice and marks the anniversary each year.
It is. Every year's 17th December, I do remember them.
Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.